Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitch List Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard. I will be your host for this edition of the pod. For all of you on YouTube, I am in a different office. And for all you audio listeners, I may sound slightly different, but the information should be the same. So let's get into everything baseball related from Monday, July 20th. We will start with a litany of injuries. Nothing maybe too severe, but still some big news. Maybe the headline, Bobby Witt Jr., one of the biggest names in baseball, of course. He exited the game early with lower back tightness, same thing that was holding him up previously. Left in, I believe, the fifth inning. No further word on the severity of the injury, but he is expected to continue being day-to-day for the foreseeable future. Ali Rutschman does hit a 10-day IL with left wrist inflammation, something that was bugging him for a bit, and so the Orioles backstop will miss an extended period of time. J.P. Crawford was scratched. This could be a hand issue. No further word, again, on the severity of the injury. Kyle Teal needed to be helped off the field from an apparent left ankle injury. Now, if you remember, he had a leg injury earlier in the year. That was on his right knee. Still, for Kyle Teal owners, the White Sox catcher does not look good. This could be relatively minor, maybe a day-to-day thing. Could be an extended period. No word on that injury yet. Tristan Walker, Corbin Carroll, and Otto Lopez still nursing injuries they sustained from earlier in the week. They were still out of the lineup yesterday. Max Meyer officially hits the 15-day IL. Brutal news for fantasy managers and for the Marlins. Meyer looked to be a really exciting young pitcher for them. He is going to have another roadblock. And Trevor McDonald exited the fifth inning before the fifth inning while warming up. Didn't exactly have a clear indication of what was going on here, but McDonald did leave prematurely. Finally, Joshua Corona Grauer, just at the very late stages of the night in this West Coast game, exited after being hit by a pitch shortly after he had a really nice performance, which we'll talk about in a bit. But the utility man for the Athletics is going to miss probably some time. Don't know if that's an IL stint or if it's just day-to-day. Finally, a couple of rehab starts and recovery updates for you here. Giancarlo Stanton has no timetable for his return. Thank you very much for your very descriptive answers, Aaron Boone. Nick Kurtz expected to be back by the Minnesota series later in the week around the 24th as he is coming back from a hand injury. And Jackson Jobe is set to make a few more rehab appearances as the Tigers' young prospect is looking to get back in form. Finally, in terms of major transactions, a bunch of draft picks signed, but maybe the biggest activation of the day, Luis Robert Jr. has been activated for the Mets. A lot of injuries. Whew. Take a deep breath and move on as we talk about the notable performances for our hitters as we now talk about the hitter of the day, which I am going to say we had a lot of interesting performances, a lot of really nice ones today. My hitter of the day, though, is going to be Dylan Dingler. 4-for-5 and 2 home runs for the Tigers backstop. If there is one bright spot in a Tigers season that has been troubled, to say the least, it's Dylan Dingler. He has been fantastic behind the plate. He has been fantastic at the plate. Really emerged as maybe the best catcher in the division, best catcher in the American League, best catcher in Major League Baseball. That is a term, that is a mantle that has rotated the past few years, and I've been banging this drum for a while now. Dylan Dingler, the real deal, and he shows it today. Victor Robles goes 4-for-4 with a stolen base. Jacob Young, 3-for-4 with a home run. Maybe the best comeback story of the year is from Curtis Meade, who looked to have his stock dead in the water. The Nationals pick it up. He goes 3-for-5 with a home run. OPS well over 800. So a diamond, not a diamond in the rough per se. It's not like he was an unknown commodity, but a really nice pickup for an emerging Nationals team. Yordan Alvarez goes 3-for-4 with a home run. Miguel Vargas, 3-for-5 with a pair of doubles. Sam Antonacci goes 2-for-3 with a walk. Cooper Pratt, 3-for-4 with a home run and a stolen base. Andrew Vaughn, 2-for-4 and a home run. Get this here. Manny Machado goes 2-for-4. He hits his 20th home run and with that puts his average above 200 for a guy that has really been disappointing. It seems like a second half surge is not only just imminent, but is here, which is really nice to see from, well, frankly, one of the all-time legends of the game. Ozzy Albies goes 2-for-4 with a home run. Mookie Betts had a fantastic day and is the runner-up for me for hitter of the day. 4-for-5 with 2 home runs. Mookie Betts has been sputtering throughout the year. He is hitting about .237 even after this really nice day. He's been kind of, he's struggled. You know, he's struggled, to say the least. Great performance from him, though, and hoping to be a big factor in the second half for the Dodgers. Trey Turner goes 3 for 5 with a pair of home runs, a double, gets 5 RBI, another player that's really been struggling, a great day for him. Derek Hill, wanted to point this out. I mentioned him a few times because the journeyman outfielder has done quite well for himself. 1 for 1 with a pinch hit home run and a walk, key part to the Phillies win. Derek Hill continuing to be useful in relief for a Phillies outfield. Gunnar Henderson goes 3 for 5 with a 3 doubles, 6 total bases, all from doubles. Wilson Contreras goes 3 for 4 with, pardon me, Wilson Contreras doing so well and makes me stop in my tracks. Goes 3 for 4 with a double. Willie Abreu, 2 for 4 and a double in a now 14-game win streak for the Red Sox. Junior Caminero goes 3 for 4 with a pair of doubles and a walk. Jazz Chisholm, 2 for 4 with a pair of home runs. Edmilson Valdez, he just keeps on doing it, folks. 1 for 3 with a home run and a double. Byron Buxton rejoining the Twins lineup goes 2 for 3 before getting pinch hit for because the entire Guardians offense went ballistic. 13 runs, 19 hits, 2 walks, and get this, for a team that isn't known for their power, 7 home runs for the Guardians offense as they decimate the Twins by, I believe, score 13-4. Tommy White goes 4 for 5 in, I believe, just his second game in Major League Baseball, second or third for the Athletics. And Joshua Grower, we mentioned him a bit earlier, 2 for 3 with his first career home run. Finally, Ivan Herrera did not have a great day at the plate. In fact, he went 0 for 4 with 4 Ks. And normally the notable performances are for those who are doing really well. But here, notable doesn't just mean good. It also means the really, really bad. And for Herrera, this is sort of an extension of what's been a really slow month, that a couple months that you should be aware of if you're a Herrera owner. So for all you Ivan Herrera owners out there, sell now, because he is clearly either nursing something or just struggling, and it doesn't seem to be getting much better. The process plus numbers are all really at the bottom. They have sunk a considerable bit. So Ivan Herrera, golden sombrero, sell while he still can. So that's going to be the notable performances. Check out the Daily Batters Box article for more information on all these hitters. And then some. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll come back with the starting pitchers, my reliever report, and a preview of today's games. See you in a bit. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. We now move on to discuss these starting pitchers, where this was a weird day. A lot of big-time pitchers didn't have big-time results, and as a result of that, my pitcher of the day is not going to be one of the absolute mainstays that's probably in your rotation day in, day out. That's going to be Andrew Abbott, who has had a decent kind of back end of the rotation year in your fantasy lineups, likely. But he has a really nice outing here. 6 innings, no earned runs, 1 unearned run, but 4 hits, 2 walks on 6 Ks, 100 pitches, generally favorable POV looks, 16 whiffs, 28 CSW percent. This is a good start. You know, it's a really solid outing against a Mariners lineup that actually later in this game would just put the foot on the gas and be really effective. So sometimes maybe days like that just shows you how well Abbott was at throwing them off guard. So props to Andrew Abbott, who delivers one of the few spotless or mostly spotless outings from baseball today. Kyle Leahy, also really nice outing. It's July, and I still don't know how to say every pitcher's name. Forgive me. 6 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, no walks, 4 Ks on 95 pitches, 11 whiffs, 26 CSW percent, which are not great metrics, but a PLV grade. So that shows and indicates that he was quite solid on the mound. Jose Soriano went 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 7 Ks on 95 pitches, got 12 whiffs, kind of a lot for Jose Soriano, 36 CSW percent. April Jose Soriano will not return. That is a certainty. But this is a nice start that, if you still have him on your roster, maybe shows that he's still got a lot in the tank. And when he is on, he can really be on. George Kirby goes 6 innings, no earned runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks on just 80 pitches, 14 whiffs, 34 CSW percent. Honestly, probably should be the pitcher of the day. But 80 pitches, I don't know why they pulled him. I actually tried to look this up. I wasn't watching the game. Maybe those of you in the know, Kennel, let me know. But either way, nice outing for George Kirby. Some of the pitch metrics weren't in love with him here. PLV kind of hates his fastball. I need to talk to Kyle Bland exactly as to why, because it generally performs quite well. But either way, George Kirby, solid start from the results standpoint. Okay, Now to, well, first let's get to the good before we get to the bad. Jacob Mizorowski goes 4 scoreless frames, 4 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks, 65 pitches, 16 whiffs, 37 CSW percent. Hey, was he hurt? No. This was a planned short outing. He was going to throw 4 innings regardless of how he did, and how he did was great. Fastball sat at 101.2. He was, Jacob Mizorowski, absolutely electric. His tendons in his arm are a live wire, and it's just the most spectacular fastball we may have ever seen in the history of Major League Baseball, and he proves it here. Okay, now for the murky outings. This is a crazy day. Jacob DeGrom goes 4 2/3, 5 earned runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 6 Ks on 97 pitches, gets 15 whiffs, 26 CSW percent. Just a weird, like, a lot of whiffs. It's DeGrom. He has tremendous command always, but got knocked around a bit, and he's been getting knocked around quite a bit. This ERA for DeGrom is now up in the mid to high 3s. That's just a lot higher than I think you would expect for a pitcher of this caliber who grades out really well day in, day out. Something is off. I don't know if it's sequencing. I don't know if that fastball just isn't getting by hitters the same way it normally is, and he hasn't been able to compensate for that for however reason. I don't know. You'll have to – deeper dives on DeGrom will need to be done. But either way, another just kind of rough outing for him. Joe Ryan, though, makes DeGrom's outing look sensational. 4 innings, 8 earned runs, 10 hits, no walks, 3 Ks on 78 pitches, 7 whiffs, 24 CSW percent. Get this, though. B-plus POV grade. You think it was really bad. You think he was hanging sweepers. You think he was getting crunched. There was a home run where the fastball was at the inside top of the strike zone, and it's a Joe Ryan fastball. So that thing is coming from, like, the hip. I mean, it was a really weird start. He just got crunched. He got crunched, and the ball looked really good coming out of his hand, and it just ended up finding the seats. That's baseball. The Guardians had 7 home runs. They never do that. Bizarre start for Joe Ryan, and I'm sure the Twins front office is very happy about that, as they're probably going to sell him. Christopher Sanchez gets 5 1/3 innings, 3 earned runs, 7 hits, no walks, 7 Ks on 99 pitches, 20 whiffs. Like, this is what I'm talking about. 20 whiffs, 34 CSW percent. For Christopher Sanchez, if this was earlier in the year, I'd say 20 whiffs, Christopher Sanchez, and you'd expect him to have an 8 innings and no earned runs. It's just a weird day in baseball. As another example, Ryan Weathers, last pitcher I'm going to talk about here. 4 2/3 innings, 5 earned runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks on 99 pitches, 20 whiffs again, 31 CSW percent. Yeah, that's right. The pitchers today that got the most whiffs, Christopher Sanchez and Ryan Weathers, got 40 combined whiffs through 10 combined innings and allowed 8 combined earned runs. Baseball will never stop being weird. Anyway, if you want to know about the weirdness of today's baseball even more, check out the Plus Pitch podcast. And, of course, read Nick and Jake's daily SP roundups as I now move on to the reliever report, going over who got the saves and who blew it from today, yesterday's games. Fernando Cruz picks up his 2nd save of the year. Aroldis Chapman picks up his 22nd save of the year for the Boston Red Sox. Victor Medeiros picks up his 1st save of the year. Tyler Holton, his 1st. Tom Cosgrove picks up his 1st for the Washington Nationals. And he is not Miranda Cosgrove's brother, but Tom Cosgrove is the name of Miranda Cosgrove's dad. No relation. Baseball's funny. Anyway, Hogan Harris picks up his 7th save of the year for the Athletics. Who blew it? I am so – sometimes games go on really late, and it frustrates me because I'm just trying to get this outdoor and in so I can submit it and have Sperry edit it, our brilliant editor Sperry, who handles all the podcasts, and have him edit it, and we can ship it up and get to you. But this is sometimes things end on a brilliant note, and that was here. Riley O'Brien blows it for the St. Louis Cardinals in tremendous fashion. He got 1 out, allowed a run, loads the bases, allows a couple hits, hits a walk, hits a batter, and then Joe Adell comes up to the plate with the bases loaded. He's already blown the save. Game is tied up 2-2, and what does Riley O'Brien do? Let the count go 0-3, or 3-0, rather, and then nails Joe Adell in the shoulder. Pitch not even close. Hits would have been ball 4 anyway. Hits him, and he blows the game. It's a blown save. It's a loss. Riley O'Brien, St. Louis not sleeping well tonight. He blew it big time. Check out Rick Graham's weekly articles for more information to see, especially if the Cardinals are going to change up their bullpen situation. But we now look forward to today's slate of games where I go over my top matchups of the day. Twins versus Guardians is one I want to highlight. It's top pitching prospect of the Twins, Kendry Rojas, versus emerging ace, Parker Messick. We'll see. Dodgers versus Phillies, it's Justin Robleski versus Zach Wheeler. Battle of two pitchers with sub-3 ERAs in the case of Robleski, kind of confoundingly. And then the Pirates at the Yankees, it is Bubba Chandler versus Will Warren. But my game of the day is going to be the Baltimore Orioles at the Boston Red Sox. It is Kyle Bradish versus Ranger Suarez. Suarez coming back from an IL stint. Bradish looking to shut down the 14-game win streak holding Boston Red Sox. Should be a fun one. That's my game of the day, and that's going to be the First Pitch Podcast today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitchless.com for further access. Sign up for PL Plus, PL Pro, and gain access to the Discord PLB apps to support the Pitchless staff. Finally, my name is Carlos Picard. You can find me on the Shouts Podcast with my great co-host, Errol Kinrickson, as well as on the website, formerly known as Twitter, at Carson Picard PL. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees. Bless the elbows. Take care, you guys.